NAWCB, NAWCB, this is KUYNU.
KUYNU, good evening. This is NAWCB. Well, you're out of work and head north. Beautiful breeze out there, beautiful day. Hopefully things went well. How are you doing there?
Doing all right. Had a good meeting last night, and was busy today, but we muddled through it, and we'll get through it. We got through it, and now I'm heading home. How was your day?
Well, good. I'm glad things went well today at work. Yeah, we're doing pretty good here. Just a couple of odds and ends inside and outside. Just a bit of computer work. I updated the phone to a newer version of iOS there, and that worked pretty good. I was also able to talk to Tim, NAWRO, earlier on CMR, and I think occurs as well. It sounds like it was a good meeting last night.
Yeah, it was good. In fact, I heard your conversation earlier. I usually have CMR tuned in the station there, so I listen in, or you know, if somebody needs something, I can jump in real quick. But yeah, it was good. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to record anything. The batteries on the lapel mic that I was using gave it out. Decided it didn't want to work, so it just stopped recording. But that's okay. We'll try something different. I'm going to try to re-record on the computer, and we'll get it figured out, get it sent out to you guys.
That's all good. That's all good. You know, technology is great when it works, and when it doesn't, well, I guess you could, you know, try Plan B, or you know, or try something else next time. But good. I'm glad things went well. Good. Sounds like there was good turnout. Good meeting, and then I'm happy for that. Like I say, it sounds like it's been a good day all around.
Yeah, we had four new guys show up to the meeting, and like I said, it was a good meeting. A lot of good stuff was, you know, we discussed a lot of good stuff, and it's gonna be fun. It really is. I'm looking forward to the set. Looking forward to getting things tested out and planned out, and hopefully executing what we need to do.
I agree. I like saying I'm sure it will turn out. It will definitely exercise our ability and again our equipment and the knowledge. Take a look at it and say, yep, this worked, and no, it didn't work. We'll try something else, and what we need to do better. And again, it's that practicing and preparation and repetitiveness, because you know, these are things we don't do every day. And so it's a needed thing with the type of group that we have here.
Yeah, for sure, and it's good. It really is. It's just the testing and making sure everything runs smoothly, and directions are followed and stuff like that. That's where what matters.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree. So, that would be a good thing. I know, let's say, Wayne, I know they're supposed have a couple of meetings on with that. I was checking on the Oakland game last night. I don't think they even have a scenario from what I understood from them. They don't have a scenario in place. I think they're going to try to work on something, but just a heads up in that way. But I'm glad, you know, again, it's important for, you know, for all of us, you know, whether we're in a different type of scenario or different equipment or different skills or abilities, again, that we're able to utilize.
Well, I sent Oakland our scenario, just, you know, if they wanted to use it. Maybe I'll reach out to Jim and just kind of see if he wants, you know, needs anything from us, if he wants to use our scenario. I just want to know, and, you know, we've got the scenario that we're using. You're welcome to use it. You're welcome to, you know, join us. We're, you know, we'll plan something out to where we can, you know, mutual aid each other, or, you know, we'll figure something out to where we can, you know, work together on it. It'd be kind of nice to have St. Clair or us and Oakland all kind of doing stuff together.
Yeah, that's it. And, you can see, Chris, they have their own scenario there, the Dream Cruise and a couple of the events that they've done. And I know, too, this being the first Saturday of the month, I don't know whether we're doing sirens out here, but I know some of Wayne's group is doing, the cat sirens, and I think, I want to say Oakland just does their sirens the first Sunday also, so that play a part in it as well, you know, getting people.
Yeah, it's all how it's planned out. I mean, our group doesn't do it. Lance Cruz, Amateur Radio Club does. They do it for us. Our team is welcome to help out, and they're asking, you know, if anybody wants to help them out, to let them know. But they do that, and I let them run with it because they do a good job in what they do, and there's no, obviously, no complaints or anything like that. So I let them roll with it. I mentioned that, hey, you know, if they'd be tired of it, you know, let me know, but they're good to keep doing it. But, it probably is. It might have something to do with, the first week. I don't know. I think, like you said, it's all planning. It's all, like, you know, executing and, you know, getting the plans, focused on and, having the right people in the right place, I guess you could integrate it into your tasks as well. Hey, while you're out there, now, you know, we've got the siren customers, and, you know, we can work on that.
NHWTV, that's it. Yeah, I just kind of, like I say, they had mentioned it on the air, and so I don't know if you do a bit about it or not, but, and like I say, there's a lot of considerations, and Saturdays fill up quickly, and especially this time of the year, you get into football and the family events, school events, those types of things. So those are considerations as well in planning and doing those things. So I guess you got that little, that window of opportunity to run, run with a drill or, lost my words here, but anyway, you get what I mean.
Yeah. Well, I'll reach out to them maybe Monday or something like that, and reach out to Jim and make sure they're all set, and offer our assistance if they want to dip down. That's all good. You know, we're here. We all work together. We've got strong partners, and that's what's needed here in Southeast Michigan. So.
other activities that are going, and that's our opportunity in teaching. So that's, like I say, I like that too. I like that flexibility that we have here with amateur radio. And again, with volunteers, you want to do that, and that's what's important.
Yeah, you know, you do as much as you want or as little as you can do, that's fine. You know, it's like I told, you know, the guys at the meeting, you know, last night that, you know, I don't want to take anybody away from their families. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to interfere or burn people out. So it's like, if you're not able to, that's fine. It's all good. You come and play as much as you want or as little as you want. And we're good. It's totally fine.
And I think that's what I appreciate at this point in life. You know, back in the day, you know, I might be working and I might not be able to, or I might be able to get the day off and help out. You know, but you know, I get to this point in life, and you know, we've done it for a few times, and you know. Rather run it from a rocket chair, I guess, so to speak. But you know, that's the neat thing about it. And again, that's what's appreciated. And, like you say, you know, there's people on the front lines and they also support staff. We need every member that's out there.
Okay, Lightning. Yeah, for sure. For sure, everybody's important. Everybody's got a role to play, and when all their instruments are playing together, it sounds amazing, you know. And you know, when we're all working together, we run like a well-oiled machine. When we get stuff done, and it's fun. You know, and that's what we want as ham radio. We want to, you know, yeah, there's, but there's the fun aspect of it. It's got to be fun, you know. You have to make it fun.
Agreed on that one. Yeah, totally. And I like what you give us, your illustration there. Playing as a band, all the instruments together, and a well-oiled machine. And again, that comes full circle back around with doing these exercises, drills, and mundane things, but again, having fun with it, and good things, and the bad things, and hoping it never happens.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. You train, you drill on things, and you prepare in hopes that you never have to use it. You know, I would much rather say, I'm glad we worked on it and we never had to use it versus, man, I wish we would have worked on this and now we're trying to catch up. Now we're trying to, you know, get this done or get that done, so.
NAWCD, yes. You know, I still remember, you know, Y2K. You know, everybody was ready for all the computers to crash and everything to just break loose. And, you know, it's just thousands that came in, and it's like, yep, absolutely. I remember I had to work New Year's Day. I couldn't get the day off. You know, it's better to be ready for it than, you know, say, wow, wish I had
him. Yeah, definitely. So it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting. Not sure whether we're going to do a mobile VLC or if we're going to actually use VLC. Still waiting on word from that. But either way, it'll be fun. And this year, I might do something a little different. Might have to go to certain places, and you know, you might have to go to a store and meet meet up with somebody at the store or, you know, something like that. So make it, you know, make it like the Amazing Race or something like that, you know.
Yes, yes, I agree. And I'm hoping that that the group will be able to either, go with the EOC or a mobile EOC. Again, those are opportunities to use the equipment to find out if it's working, if it's not, the antenna's there, if it's not, get acclimated to the environment there. And so I hope that that's the two, either if it's this one or even in your future one. That would be helpful.
Yeah, for sure. It would be nice, but, you know, again, it's one of those things where you have to be ready no matter what. And, the question was posed the other day. Mike actually asked the question, hey, what if, EOC is affected by it? What if a disaster hits the area and that's no longer there? What do you do? I mean, where do you go? So, it's always a possibility, it's always a potential, and so you got to know, hey, all right, we got to set up something different, maybe some mobile, maybe mobile command, maybe something at the house, or, pitch a tent and start setting radio equipment up, so that's important. That's what testing and getting drilling and getting things kind of worked out now, then if something happens, we're ready to go.
Yes, I agree, and those are the tough questions, and you need to be a what if, but in these instances, questions like that are good, because again, if your EOC is not usable, what do you do? I think that's a good question, worth pondering there, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and get comfortable and relaxed. Appreciate you coming along. So you guys have a good night. Enjoy your evening. And remember, I actually work at 24 tomorrow. I'm in the morning, and I won't be leaving until later on. So just wanted to let you know I was given double time. So, but enjoy your evening, and we will talk here later.
Well, appreciate the update there, and we'll certainly be praying for you tomorrow. That will give you strength and endurance there for tomorrow. Let me know there on your final if you're still up, if you're still doing Sunday into Monday. But hear the kiddos in the background, and I'll let you go there. But enjoy the ride and the conversation, and I hope you have a good evening. Enjoy the weather and dinner and family. Get some rest tonight. A long one tomorrow for you. 73 is an 882 of the family. Tell everyone hello. NAWCB is clear. On your bike.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. And, yep, I will be doing Sunday into Monday as well. So we'll talk here probably Sunday and on the way to work. So 73 and 88 QM KYN Yuma.
Yep, we'll get you there Sunday before work there, absolutely. Thanks for the clarification. Again, 73, NAWCB is it.
K0 BWP mobile monitoring.
K8 EPL monitoring.